Hey Chase, welcome back, Chase, to the Diamond Download.
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm
I'm
great.
doing great. Yeah,
Yeah.
man. I got Christmas in abundance behind me, not just the tree, but I also got New York. I'm going there actually in a week.
What for?
Christmas, man. You ever done Christmas in New York?
No, never. Are you actually going next week, or are you going in a few weeks for Christmas?
No, I'm going next week. It'll be fun.
Dude, nice. Just you and your lady? Well, who's going?
Me and Mrs. Cardinal are gonna go.
Nice. Can't wait to hear
Yeah,
about the next episode.
we're gonna recreate the movie Elf. We'll try and find my dad in New York City. I know where my dad is, but I'm gonna see if he might be in New York.
Awesome. Great movie.
Man. How are you doing? How's your weekend?
Good weekend. I don't remember what I did, but it's been great. I got my grandparents coming into town for about a month. They come in town, I think tonight or tomorrow. They're renting a Airbnb by me. So
There you
excited to
go.
see them. Dude, I just went through like a bunch of my email flows that I haven't like touched in a long time, and I'm really excited. I just updated a bunch of them. Just a bunch of cool stuff with AI. Like, dude, it's been a great day.
Such a Chase Diamond thing to say that you just said.
Yeah, it's great.
Can't wait to update my email flows, dude.
Oh,
I
they were
can't.
long overdue, let's say that.
Yeah, I mean, I got a couple in there that I haven't changed since 2022, so. Maybe I'll do that too. Maybe I'll take some inspo from you. But I mean,
All
in the
right.
meantime, brother, we got some topics to knock out for this year edition of Diamond Download.
Let's do
Ready?
it.
All right. First one, crypto bull run incoming. What are you going to do about it? So I don't know if you knew this,
I have no clue. I'll let you lead this one. I have no clue
neither
about
do I.
anything.
Crypto is back, dude. And
Is it?
listen, here's the thing. I believe so. And we've had a I think there's probably been two bull runs since I've like been in business and had money and known kind of about crypto. There's one in 2020 and then one, I think, in 2021, right?
Okay.
Maybe one bull run. I don't know. However, I was so FOMO the entire time because like I don't even think I had 10 grand to like invest in like a bunch of random little things. So I made no money. However, I know a lot of people who like made a bunch of money in crypto. Like, do you know any guys that are like in your cohort that have, that made multi seven or even eight figures on crypto?
Personally, no. I was at a wedding about a month or two ago. And this guy, his brother is a professional poker player. And he told me that in Austin, Texas, where they live, they've been running like weekly games. And most of the folks that come are like tech founders or crypto guys. And he just was telling me about like the amount of money that just goes through there in a given week. So I personally don't, but I was almost hearing like, have you seen that movie? I think it's called like Molly's Game. It's essentially that same thing where there's like athletes and celebrities that are playing po high stake pokers. There's like professional poker players, crypto guys, and tech guys, just like every Thursday night, each person could be spending 10, 30, 50 grand a night. And as the house, I think he takes like 5 or 10%. So he personally said he was making like, low five figures sometimes in a week just by hosting it at his house.
Damn, is that like a side hustle for him?
He has like a really nice apartment. He like orders all the food and alcohol, and he just organizes like, I think it's a dozen, two dozen players every week. He takes 10, 15, 20 grand home just for hosting after he's paid everything out and paid for everything. And this is just like a side hustle, which is cool.
That legal?
No, I don't think it's legal. I can't say his name, but I don't think it is legal. But like, I don't know them personally, but I heard about just from this guy about a month or two ago telling me about like half the people or, a good amount of people that come are crypto millionaires or mega millionaires. So I personally don't know them. Do you?
So, I mean, yeah, there's a couple of guys like that I know in Miami that, made 5, 10 million. Like, dude, Iman Godzi, right?
I know of him. Yeah, I know the name.
I mean, he's had his business for a while. Like, he was making 100 grand a month doing his agency. But in 2021, he made like 10 mil just from crypto. And I'm assuming that most of that is like from a fairly small principal. He wasn't making that much money at the beginning. And then that's like that sort of started this whole like super rich Iman thing. You know what I mean? Like before that he was regular Iman. And then from that moment, like he was worth 10 mil in 2021. And then last year he's worth 30. Now he's worth somehow 90. I don't know if that's real or I don't know if that's possible or whatever. But he does have a lot of money, is mostly because of crypto. And so I'm thinking, dude, like I'd be willing to dump some money into crypto, like pretty aggressively. So here's what I did. So I don't want to name names because I don't know if this is open to the public, but this is a friend of Ben and Sanjay's that I got put on. And he's a big crypto guy, super, super smart, has made a bunch of money, has this like circle thing. And he's had it for like probably 6 months or something, and makes money with that, but also like has done very well with crypto and is one of the few guys in the space that everyone kind of trusts. Has never done any crazy rug pulls or anything like that, because dude, crypto is like gray. I don't like it. I don't like a lot of the characters inside crypto, but he comes very well recommended. I just wired him 11 grand. And basically the offer is he's going to text me anytime there's like some sort of thing that I need to buy until the end of the bull run. And then hopefully, you know, I turn that 11 grand into like something else. We'll talk about that later. But he's just going to like tell me exactly what to do, like set me up, because I'm dumb. I don't even know how to buy crypto, I don't think.
So 11 grand is like his quote unquote like consulting fee. And then you're just on like this special list. And then you then invest however much you want of your own money. Is that correct? You could then invest 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 of your own money.
Yeah. And so, dude, I'm ready. I think I'm going to make 10 million this crypto bull run.
Crazy. By the way, I hadn't looked at Bitcoin probably in 6 to 12 months. I'm just looking at it right now. Like over the past 5 days, it's up 13%. Over the past month, it's up 25%. Over the past 6 months, it's up 61%. And over the past year, like year to date, it's up 163%. So I hadn't looked at it in a long time, but it seems like it really is running. It seems like it's been a fairly good year for it. I didn't realize that.
Such an idiot. I'm so stupid. I bash crypto too much. Way too much. I need to, like, for anybody who's listening to this right now, I've been the biggest crypto hater. But listen, I'm a hypocrite. Okay. So I'm going to go back on my word. I'm going to retract everything that I said about crypto, because I'm going to make 10 mil in the next year and a half with crypto. And I just want everyone to know that. Last thing I'll say about this guy has like in his inner circle thing, he was telling everyone in this like Discord group to buy a coin called Toshi.
Okay.
And Sanjay was telling me about this. He was like harassing. He's like, yo, buy it. And then I guess no one did it. And then he was in the Discord group saying, you guys are all idiots. I told you to buy this. And look at this. He put in 20 grand and he's up 10x on it. So like on this random coin that I don't even know what it is, but like, I think this is going to be a good next 18 months, Chase.
Crazy. All right. Well, we'll report back. You have to let me know how it goes.
I will let you know. Okay. I mean, that leads me to the next one, which is the best investment you ever made in like real ROI. Like, I don't necessarily mean in terms of like, actually, you know what? Let's keep it open to interpretation. Like, you can talk about a friend you made that was a good investment. You can talk about, you know, your family, I guess, like marrying my wife, I guess that's a good investment. But like, I mean, give me something where it's like you put in, you know, something that seems insignificant to you and you got out a crazy amount.
Yeah, I mean, I got three that kind of vary. I think one is my house. Like, I think my house is up probably 50% in 4 years since I bought it. So, you know, that's pretty significant. It's up maybe, I don't know, between $400,000 to $650,000. Like, my house is probably up, you know, like almost $500,000, if not more, potentially. We have a house in our neighborhood that is on the market now at like 2.1, which is by far the most expensive house in the neighborhood. I'm curious to see if it gets it. If that happens, I think my house will be probably worth more. So that was one that I wasn't expecting to be as good of an investment as it was, but I bought in 2019 and the market's just been absurd. Granted, I'm not going anywhere, so it's just on paper, right? It's on paper that was good. You know, if I go somewhere else, it's going to cost me a ton of money and the interest rates are ridiculous. I'd say number two is I'm doing like, I think I've told you about this before. I don't remember on here or off here, but I'm doing like this stock market investing with my wife's cousin. He's been doing this since like 2003. I don't really get it, but he does like options trading. I don't even know, where every week he's in and out of trades, and every week his goal is to make, you know, 0.5% to 1%. So every week he'll text me and, you know, we'll make, you know, sometimes hundreds of dollars a week. And then sometimes we'll make, you know, low thousands of dollars, you know, type of a thing. So it's pretty interesting and decent just watching like this small sum of money. Like, I started with 25 grand. And then I added another 25 grand and then added another 25 grand. And then, you know, all in, you know, all my money, I've been doing this probably for about 4 to 6 months. I'm probably up, I don't know, 10, 15, 20% so far. Like I think on the year, I'll probably be up 20, 30%. So that's been pretty cool. And I think the last one is like any time that I found experts in a field and just paid them for consulting, dude, the ROI on like an hour of their time and I don't know, 250 bucks, 500 bucks, 1,000 bucks has been crazy. So for me to learn LinkedIn, I basically studied all the good people on LinkedIn and I hit them up and I was like, yo, can I pay you? Like, I want to figure this out. So anytime that I've been interested in whether it's growing like a newsletter, a social channel, a business, just finding the people that are in that field doing it that aren't necessarily out there advertising, consulting, and just offering to pay them, whether they've charged me or not, I think that's been like the highest ROI. I mean, dude, my LinkedIn's gone from, I don't know, 17 or 27,000 followers, whatever it was, to over 250,000 followers in 15 months. And, you know, the LinkedIn business now is doing right around 50K a month in revenue and most of its profit. So that's been a huge ROI.
Hell yeah. No, that's what I'm talking about, bro. That's an investment, Chase. I like that.
Yeah. What about you? What comes to mind for you? You
talked about your house and it reminded me of something my grandfather told me. So my grandfather is from Austria.
Okay.
No, sorry, Hungary. But was transported to Austria and was in like an Austrian work camp.
Wow.
From
okay.
age, like, no, it's fine. He loved it. I always ask him that. Like he was from like age 4 to like age 12, lived in this Austrian work camp. Crazy. And like had the same 3 meals a day with black coffee and bread with no butter every single day, three meals a day. And I told him, I was like, because I call him, his name's Tony. I was like, Tony, you ever realize that like that was like a massive human rights atrocity at the time? And he was like, they let us play soccer. Like, what are you talking about? Like, that was just my life. It was fine. He loved it. And then he came to Canada and then never went to college or anything like that. Barely, I don't even think he graduated high school. 1965, buys a house in my hometown for $13,900.
Okay.
All cash. Or no, sorry. He did have a mortgage, but he literally was a gas station attendant making like $2 an hour.
Okay.
And then, so that house bought back then for 13.9 is now worth like $1.15 million or something ridiculous like that. And like you were talking about too, because it's like his ex-wife, my grandmother, is like, Tony, like you're a millionaire. Like, why don't you sell the house and just be a millionaire? He's like, what? Like, then I don't have a house. Like, what? Like, what's the point? Like, we're a millionaire, but like, then I'm homeless. Like, I don't know. You can't go anywhere. You know what I mean? Yeah. So. That is interesting.
It's wild. Like, and yeah, maybe in 40 years from now, the house that I paid, you know, over $1 million for, maybe it's worth, I don't know, 8 million, right? Like, I don't know. That sounds absurd to say that, like, it could go from, you know, low 7 to high 7, but who knows, over a long enough period of time, maybe it could, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel the urge to start buying up more houses?
No, I don't. Not right now. It's just, I think, too expensive in terms of interest rates. Pricing's too expensive. I think if things ever drop, there are some interesting things out there where you could buy like fractional ownership of homes. Like you could buy anywhere from an eighth of a home to a half of a home. And you can go in with like all these other people. Like I'd love to pick up second and third homes where I'm only responsible for an eighth of it. And I got to spend, you know, an eighth of the year there. That's like more than enough, right? That's basically, I think it comes out to about 6 weeks of your time you can spend at each of these places. Like, yeah, I'm probably not going to vacation more than 6 weeks out of a year, right? Like, it doesn't make sense for me to own the entirety of a place. So I'm interested in like some of these fractional ownership models where the time that I'm not there, I could lend to friends and family, or I can Airbnb it out. So I'm interested in that, but just the interest rates right now are just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even know. I can't even ballpark you what the interest rates are right now because I just don't know. It's like
the most recent. I think it's like probably high 7s, low 8s, but for a while, like I think it was high 8s, low 9s. It also depends on credit score and a couple other things, but yeah, I think it's like high 7s, low 8s, which is just like, it's just insane. Like to buy my same house right now, like it would be 2 to 3x the monthly mortgage. Like it's just because of interest, it'd be ridiculous.
So you're making it like a bandit.
Yeah, dude, it's great. I love where I live. We're investing into building the house, making it even better. It's so funny. We added a putting green, I don't know, a few weeks ago, and Shay thinks we have like a full-on golf course. She keeps telling me like, Dad, you don't need to go golfing. We have a golf course. It's like a mini three putt thing. So it's just funny.
You having fun with that back there?
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Just caught, like, shit, your life, just D&D, putting in the backyard.
But glow in the dark balls. Yeah, dude, it's great.
Dude, like, we gotta get, like, t-shirts of, like, all the stuff you love. Like, we gotta get, like, some sort of graphic where it's, like, someone, like, putting a ball into, like, the O and the word DoorDash.
That'd be cool.
Oh, man. Dude, I envy your life. Last thing. We got copywriting tip of the week from Chase. And, like, the reason I thought of this, because, like, whenever I'm stuck on topics, which today I kind of was, I'm not going to lie, I go to your Twitter, and I'm like, what's Chase even talking about these days? And all it is you posting heat from the Daily Copywriting account. I don't know, maybe you had something in the bag for us to take with us.
Yeah, dude, that account's been fun. I'm actually building that account on Instagram, and, like, dude, just passively, it's grown like 11K on Instagram, which is, like, rarely impressive for me, given the fact that my main account's at like 25,000 and the copywriting account's only like a couple months old. Mm-hmm. There was one that I shared the other day that I wrote that I kind of liked, and it was a whole point around, like, every part of your copy sells something. And it's just like the connectedness and kind of the internet connectivity of each line, each part of your copy. Like, it really needs to work kind of together. And I don't think most people think about the relationship of copy, where, like, the headline and the body and the call to action, like, they're all mirrors, and they all kind of force towards each other to find the end goal of that click. So, like, the tip essentially was, every part of your copy sells something. The headline is going to sell the scroll. The lead's going to sell the rest of your copy. Body copy is going to sell the benefits. The testimonial will sell the trust. And hopefully, if you do all those things right and you have a strong call to action, you're going to sell the click, right? And I think just, like, the fact of trying to get all the elements working together to try to drive to whatever it is, a landing page, you know, a sales page, a book call page, you know, whatever it might be, really thinking about the whole thing as, like, the funnel that drives together, and they work together, and each line and each word needs to have some kind of purpose in terms of, like, what the goal is, and making sure that it's oriented towards getting people to click. So I think, like, that's probably, like, the simplest, best tip I can give, where obviously you think like this, I think like this, but I don't think most people have connected the dots between that.
Interesting. Dude, that's great. That's a banger. It's a great place.
You got any?
Not off the dome. Dude, all my copy tips are in Alex.
Yeah. Well, I mean, every Friday you create great copy tips. So I'm excited for this one. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm excited for this week's.
Yeah, it's going to be a banger. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
Cool, man. Well, it's been great. Any last words for our people before we say bye?
No, dude. Appreciate you. I'll catch you, I guess, next week. You'll probably be filming from New York.
I won't be, but I'm not going to lie. I am in Christmas mode a little bit. My brain's slowly starting to shut off. And my day-to-day is mostly just talking to students, just, like, yapping back and forth. But, yeah. Love it. Thanks, Chase. I'll see y'all next week. Go follow us on Twitter if you want to learn more about whatever.
Appreciate you, bro. All right, see ya.